When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim. Conversation starters for the drain man. Drain relining is the no dig, no drama way to rehabilitate your assets. The drain man.
No one starts a conversation better than this man because I'd imagine it was a pretty tough weekend for him too over the weekend. But every time he comes on our program, he's up, he's bubbly, he's got a smile on his face and he lights up our temper text machine. His name's John from Epping. Hey, Johnny.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Tim. I don't know if I got a smile on my face here.
No, you got a bit of a...
I don't know about that. After that Horton game, yeah. You know, I'm very, very disappointed. I'm used to lose every week. Yes, fair enough. Mm. But not the way we lost, you know. I'm very disappointed.
Very disappointed. And we'll talk about that in a moment. What makes you happy, though, Johnny?
Nothing right now.
What makes me happy?
Yeah, what makes you happy?
I would have been happy sometime getting to apologize to me.
What about?
Last year, when we were talking about last year, North Melbourne won the game, the last game to lose the number one pick.
Yes.
Gary Liney said to me, oh, the team should never go and play to make sure lose the game to just to get a number one pick.
Yeah.
Because that's tank, that's not fair for the competition.
Yeah.
And now the other night, I had to get a line on this little show. It comes around what I say. Oh, not the Melbourne lost a champion, this and that.
No, I didn't.
Now he knows what I was talking about last year.
No, but You got to understand, I got burnt. We got burnt because our team went and didn't try to win as hard as they should. My team didn't try and win as hard as they should have, and it didn't work for them. But you might have missed out on a generational player. That is absolutely true, Johnny.
So that's my point. Now, what I was going to tell you...
I apologise to you. I apologise to you.
That person is in charge of North Melbourne,
yeah.
And last year he told the coach to make sure if they got a chance to win the game. If he still works for North Melbourne, he should get the sack on the spot.
the coach?
He should get the spot on the sack on the spot, mate.
Hang on, which one do you want to sack? I missed that.
You want me to mention one?
No, I didn't hear who you said.
No, the person that made the decision for North Melbourne to try and win that last game.
Well, the coach.
That would have been Al Clarkson.
No, I don't think it would have been a coach. I don't think it would have been a coach, mate.
Who would it have been?
That might have been Todd.
Todd Viney?
Nah.
Who?
I reckon maybe Joe Rowling.
Jade Rowling.
Oh, right. Do you think he would have
Brady
been...
Brady Rowling, maybe.
Do you think he would have had the ability to be able to make that decision above Clarko?
Well, he's the one who run the show there.
All right. So you're calling for his head this morning, are you?
Can you tell me all these years? Can you tell me what he give to North Melbourne? Can you tell me anything? Specify anything he done for North.
He's the best and fairest winner, isn't he?
Best and fairest.
Yeah,
he's a former player.
Best and fairest winner.
For I'm talking about the one.
Three-time best and fairest.
He used to play
winner.
For Horton, then he come to North. No, his young brother.
That's Jade.
That's Jade.
Jade Rowling.
Jade.
Did he go to North Melbourne?
Yeah, he did. On the end, when he was not good anymore from Horton, he came to North.
Oh, yeah, to play, yeah. But his brother's the one who's in charge of the recruiting and the list management, and he won three best and fairest, I think.
But the one I'm talking about, I think it's the one who used to play for Horton, not the brother one who used to play for North.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, we'll put that to one side because we did set you an assignment, and that was to name your top five smart-ass
players. Okay, we're going to go there. But first, before we go there, before I forget, my grandson told me to say thank you, Tim. He was over the moon last night.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
That is great.
I don't forget.
Hey, Johnny, I've got a question before you get your top five smart Alex. Should I pull all the tomato plants out now?
Oh, yeah, what are you waiting for? They're not going to do any more tomatoes, and now it's cold. They're going to be freezing overnight.
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
Sorry, I didn't know. I said to Nicky, said, what are you going to do with them? I said, I think I'll pull them all out, but I don't want to do it because if I'm not supposed to, I would have got into a lot of trouble.
Gary wants to know, can he replant them for next year?
No, you can't. I got plans for next year. You don't have to worry about.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Have you washed the seeds yet?
Yeah, I got everything set up. When you come here one day, I'll show you all.
Magnificent.
I might put some broad beans in, I think.
Yeah, if you would have come around here, I would have given you peas and broad beans or whatever you want. I've got them all.
Oh, peas, some nice peas.
We've got to organise a time, you and I. We've got to organise another time to go out there and have a couple of hours with Marissa and Gary.
Yeah.
And,
we'll bring you some.
I've got everything here. When you come here, I've got everything organised.
We'll bring you some Cobram Estate olive oil, some Primo stuff.
I was going to mention something about that, but I was going to mention a private on the phone, not on air.
Well, yeah, we can get you a couple of bottles, no problem.
No, I was going to get you, if you can give me the telephone number, I was going to ring them to send them some.
Yeah, no, Brent listens, he doesn't miss a minute. He'd be happy to sponsor you, I reckon.
No, not my response, I'll pay for.
Oh, no. Gary's going up there next week, you're going to bring a barrel back, aren't you?
I'll bring Johnny some stuff, some of the best.
Yeah, he's going to bring the oil on the aeroplane.
He ties them to the wing. He has one on each side so it's balanced.
Okay. Can we go now on the 5 Smart Alex?
Yeah, the Smart Alex. The 5 Smart Alex of the league.
No, Smart Alex, you said.
Who are they?
First going to be one of your players, Tim.
Who?
Jake Stringer.
Are you going from the, is this 5-4-3-2-1?
No, I got them all in line. Right, number one, number two, number three, number four, number five.
Right, okay.
So this is number five, yeah? So now.
That's number one.
He's the biggest.
That's my number one.
He's the number one smart ass in the comp.
Yeah, he's my number one. I don't know why, but he's my number one.
Right, who's number two?
Number two is Hein Valentine. He used to play for the Dolphins.
He's retired.
He's been retired 10 years.
No, it doesn't matter. Still, they used to terrify their position.
Okay.
All right.
And the other one, that's Ryan Crowley.
Ryan Crowley? Oh, he's been retired for 15 years.
It doesn't matter. You didn't tell me to. Tell me to give you five smart ass.
Righto. Who else you got?
Who's four?
Okay, it's Stephen Mill.
The tip rat. It's little Stevie Mill.
Jeff Farmer? Yeah, and Stephen Baker.
That's six.
Yeah, I'll give you six.
That's six, but only one of them's a current day player.
It doesn't matter. They were my smart ass on them years. You know yourself, when them boys play near the goals, so they used to terrify their position.
Ah, dear Johnny.
Apart from Jake Stringer, it's not many smart ass now.
No, not as many as there used to be, obviously.
That's my point. That's why I pick them all then.
What's happened to all the smart asses? Where have they gone?
Because now maybe the clubs, they joke out to them, they tell them not to stick their finger on the opposition crowd or go and demonstrate to his opposition player, you know. I think the club, they try to teach a bit of manners, like the old days.
What about Jack Ginnivan?
It's not that bad. I don't mind him. It's not that bad.
No, he's all right. Yep.
I reckon he's all right.
Okay. What about, there was a couple of other nominations coming through. Tom Papley?
You can call him a bit of a smart aleck. Yes, you're right. Yeah, you can say that.
All right, I like that. I like giving Johnny some homework to do, Wisp.
Yeah, well, you got to think of something that we can set him an assignment for next week too.
I want you to next week to tell us who are the five players that North have missed out on, the best five players that North could have recruited but didn't recruit.
It didn't recruit, I'm going to sit down and think it over, I'll tell you next week. No problem.
No problem, man.
Did you watch the little show talking food last night, Gary?
The tiny show?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know it was on. I thought it was on tonight.
It was very late, wasn't it, Johnny?
But I tell you what, you've done a good job.
You did a good job?
You've done a good job. I don't know about your little show, Gary. I think he went just a little bit of flexion better than your little show.
Well, that's okay, because he takes most of my notes, so yeah, that's why he's going well.
That's why. They are. And plus, last night, Gary didn't even have his glasses on.
He didn't have his glasses on?
He didn't have his glasses on.
What was he?
I only need the glasses when I'm reading stuff, though, Johnny. Hey, just somebody sent a nomination through. What about there's somebody...
David King.
Yes. Yes. David King.
Yeah, what's happened?
No, sorry.
Is he a smart ass or not?
Oh, no. Not the kinky, he was a smart ass. It was a bit funny one game. You know what he done in one game?
What?
He kicked this beautiful goal, and then he demonstrated to the opposition the crowd.
Ah.
And then what happened, on the end, we lost the game, and he looked like a fool because we lost.
What about Dane Zorko?
No, he's all right.
I don't know about David Zucker.
Hey, what about...
No, it's not that bad.
Should Toby Green have got suspended or not?
To tell you the truth, I would have given him $2,000 fine, right, and no week suspension.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't think he deserves to be suspended.
No.
That's
spot
my
on.
Opinion.
No, okay. That's a very, very solid opinion.
I want you to keep listening, because Tim's fired up, and he's going to get... He reckons he's...
And now we're on this subject. When I was watching his little show last night, right on the end of the show, he asked a question to Jimmy. If he would have lost the game last year to get number one pick, and guess what Jimmy said?
What?
He went around the bush, and I knew exactly what to say. He was laughing his head off, but he couldn't say because he would have made it look bad for the television and for North Melbourne Football Club. And I would have liked it. Andrew Guys to be there. Andrew Guys, he would have said exactly what he's supposed to say.
What, they were beating around the bush a bit last night, were they?
Oh, I tell you what, Jimmy, he wouldn't have the guts and determination to say exactly what he's supposed to say.
Right. He did beat it
around the bush.
He beat it around the bush a bit, didn't he?
All right,
he did, mate. It was all right for you to ask the question.
Yeah, it's a good question. Hey, we're going to get going because we're going to run out of time. It's great to talk to you. We'll talk next week and we'll make sure we get you a few bottles, okay?
Oh, that's okay. Don't worry, mate.
Nah, a barrel. That's we'll okay. Get you a barrel, Johnny.
Well, no, maybe not a barrel. Get a couple of
bottles. All right.
All right, mate. Good to talk to you.
Have a good week.
See ya.
Bye, Johnny.
There's Johnny, who's... it'd be hard work for him at the moment with his kangaroos.